I think the last time you played the Falcons in the regular season was 2009. That was Matt Ryan's second year, if I have it right. And I'm curious what you see from him in terms of growth, Matt.
And obviously you're talking about a tremendous quarterback here who is showing great poise and leadership out there running the offense. This guy is really, you know, very cerebral, very smart quarterback, player that's able to go out, diagnose the defense, and get the ball to the proper people, handle running the offensive scheme and the check system that they do down there where, you know, he can change the play at the line of scrimmage based on a defensive look, you know, get the ball to the running backs, get the ball to the tight end, get the ball out to the wide receivers, really kind of, you know, use his audible system if he has to, along with just the whole tempo of the offense in general. Guy who's really, you know, just a really good, phenomenal quarterback, very accurate, a good arm strength. Like I said, recognize the deep extremely well. And definitely I think just a really tough guy, competitive, tough player, guy can stand in the pocket, you know, make those hard throws with pressure, you know, if pressure's in on him or if he gets hit, he can still stand in there, get the read, get the proper, you know, route progression and get the ball where it has to go. So just a very, very, very talented quarterback.
Just curious, your defense is playing lights out the first 3 weeks, second in the league in points, passing defense, I think, is sixth. You guys are creating a ton of turnovers. Do you guys feel like you have elevated into one of the league's dominant defense, or are you trying to keep guys humble this week? How are you approaching everything?
Well, I think for us, you know, we approach everything every week. We're just trying to get better and improve. I mean, it's, you know, the very beginning of the season, it's we don't really pay attention to a lot of those things except for trying to win the ball game and put our in the best position to win every time we go out on the field. So that's all we're really trying to do. We're just trying to get better than we did last, you know, play better than we did last week. Obviously, this week is a huge challenge for us with Atlanta and the different problems that they present. You know, very, very well coached offense. You know, great quarterback, excellent running backs, good players both at the wide receiver and the tight end position. You know, along with a big offensive lineup, does a phenomenal job of, you know, protecting the quarterback, running the ball. They're just a very well coached team. Head coach Mike, coordinator Kirk Potter, and just, you know, very big challenge. We're trying to improve every week to get better.
Hi, Matt. I think you probably just touched on some of the things I wanted to ask, but sort of, how would you describe the Falcons' offense, and how is this going to be a vastly different offensive look that you faced compared to the first three games?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost, Atlanta obviously is a very explosive offense. They have smart players, Julio Jones, you know, Roddy White, and Terry Douglas in the receiver position. You know, the two running backs, Snelling and Rodgers, are both, you know, phenomenal also, along with the quarterback, like I talked about. So just a very explosive team, a team that can run the ball, a team that can throw the ball, a team that has big plays. You know, they can get the ball downfield, throw the ball short, have very good catch and run skills with their skill players where, you know, they can break a tackle and turn a shorter route or a shorter play into a big game, you know, and even out of the backfield with the two running backs when they get the ball, you know, in the passing game can make big things happen. So certainly, you know, Atlanta obviously is a great challenge for us, and I don't really compare week-to-week teams. I think each individual team is their own team, and the offense that we're facing this week is the Atlanta Falcons, and that's what we got to try to defend and got to try to stop, and that's what we're focused on right now. You know, Tony Gonzalez, obviously, you know, a great tight end, person that is a clutch player for him, and just, you know, is another big challenge for us at the tight end position too. But, you know, just a really good opponent for us this week.
Outside the deep has performed very well over the first few games of the season, but maybe one of the most impressive things that's really in the fourth quarter. What does that maybe say about the group who played well in key situations to play a full 60 minutes, at least this season?
I kind of missed some of the question there. It was broken up, but I think I got the gist of it. You know, I think for us it's important as the game, you know, as we take each game each week to try to, you know, really improve throughout the game, and certainly then that would, you know, lead us into the fourth quarter type situations that come up. But obviously at that point in the game is when every play becomes more critical than the previous play, and that's when you really got to try to, you know, focus and play your best and really, you know, get everybody on the same page of what we're trying to accomplish. So certainly something that's a point of emphasis for us, that as the game goes on, you know, each play becomes more critical than the previous play, and, you know, because you're kind of running out of plays at that point. So you really want to try to go out and execute to your fullest capability and, you know, do your job exactly how we needed to get done, along with the communication factor that we're trying to stress and emphasis. So it's just really an emphasis point for us that, you know, as the game goes on, every play becomes more critical, the situations become more critical, and really need to have our best effort at that opportunity time.
When you look at what Dirk Koetter has at his disposal and the number of different combinations they can use in terms of personnel, is this very much a game that you go into preparing for a number of different looks and a number of different game plans that you have to have in your back pocket to adjust to what they're going to do to you, as opposed to a team that just comes out and says, okay, we're going to do what we do?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think with, you know, Atlanta and in their particular case, they do a great job using all of their personnel available to them. So certainly they will go out and mix, you know, different groupings into the game from the standpoint of their skilled players, and even throwing a couple extra linemen in there when they have to. So you have to be prepared for all that. You really have to do your due diligence as far as what they're trying to get done within those groups and take a look at them, and obviously hope that everything is covered when you go into the game as far as the different ways that they're trying to attack you. So certainly that poses a huge challenge for us with, you know, a team like this that has excellent players and in depth at all those positions and can really, you know, roll different guys of combinations of people and players into the game. So it's certainly something that is a big challenge. And, you know, obviously then at that point, you know, you hope when you get into the game that you can be able to adjust if there's anything new or unusual that comes up and be able to, you know, handle all that on the field at the time.
Yes, Matt, obviously you just touched on the talent that Atlanta has at receiver. Talib has gotten his fair share of, obviously, you know, people realizing he's a good player. Can you talk about the progress of Bennard, who obviously is off to a good start as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, everybody on the defense is certainly trying to, you know, to get better every week. And Alfonso, you know, Talib, Devin McCourty, Stephen Gregory, Logan Ryan, and Kyle Arrington, you know, all those guys, along with Marquise Cole, everybody that we've, you know, had out there, Harmon, just trying to improve, trying to work better and get better every week. And that's the progress that we're taking a look at and we're trying to evaluate, along with the guys in the front, you know, whether it's the linebackers or the D-line. You know, everybody plays, you know, a role in the game, and hopefully we can go out and execute their role to the fullest of their ability. But we're certainly looking for, you know, improvement out of all of them. And you know, what I'll say right now is that obviously they're all working extremely hard from the defensive standpoint, from Vince to Gerard all the way through. These guys are just trying to get better, and they're trying to work really hard to improve each week. And that's really all we can ask of them, and that's what we're trying to get out of them.
Yeah, Matt, thank you for your time. Question about Steve Gregory. He has talked in the last couple of weeks about the importance of coming into this season with the year under his belt, the experience that he had last year, and also going through the offseason in preparation for this campaign. What's been the difference from your standpoint with his performance, just the knowledge that he has, the intuitive knowledge of the defense and the comfort level that he seems to have in the secondary this year?
Well, I think anytime you have a player that's, you know, in a second or multiple years within a similar system, obviously, you know, they're going to have some improvement as far as the understanding of the scheme that you're trying to run, the communication, the, you know, the principles behind it. So certainly that is something that, you know, he's been able to develop and push forward through. And, you know, just the same with all of our guys. I've known Steve for a long time. So he's a hard worker, guy that really tries to go out and do what you ask him to do, and he's try to do everything the way you want it done and to the best of his ability. So certainly just give him credit for, you know, working extremely hard to improve, you know, from one year to the next, but obviously even every day. And to go ahead and, go, you know, he's in the back end with all those guys I just mentioned, the Devin McCourty, the Talib and Denard, Kyle Arrington, and all those guys just working together along with, you know, our linebacker core and the coverage aspect of it, and also the run game, and really just been able to fully digest what we're trying to do and take it from a whole another years of experience.
Just as a quick follow-up, with those guys and the holistic approach to the back end of the defense,
do safeties and corners, do you guys meet separately? Do you meet together so that they all have a good idea of the inner workings back there in the secondary?
Well, I think, you know, just in general as a basic philosophy of teaching, I think what you want to try to do is approach it from a holistic point of view and then try to break it down into its fundamental elements from there. And I think that's what you want to do with your position groups also. So it doesn't matter what the subject is. I think when you teach it, you know, if you can kind of grasp it from a full concept standpoint and then try to break it down into its individual parts and then bring it back together and go back through it as a holistic unit, then I think that's really the best way to get it done.